Okay, this is episode 1 of Esports Gaming, and topics for today are possible ATI-AMD merger, then NVIDIA GeForce 7950, Intel's new Core Duo and Extreme CPUs, the Fios Grand competition, and the new Esports League was formed in Germany, and features, of course, like top German teams and stuff like that. The DRW Malz controversy for ESWC, ESWC qualifier results, JMC wins Kalina Season 16, and CS skill videos for the week. And okay, so the first thing is AMD merger with ATI. It's a possible merger, and it seems sort of cool. It's like they'll have it would mean a lot for gamers because it would be overall better performance if your motherboard chipset, your processor chipset, and your graphics card chipset all work together. So it would be cool to see what they come out with. It's kind of cool, but they say that that it's not a good choice for NVIDIA and a company like Intel to do, but it does make sense for where AMD and ATI are right now. So it should be pretty cool to see where that goes. Now, the new NVIDIA GeForce 7950 GX2 came out, and it's PCI Express. It has 1 GB of memory because it's two GPUs. It's 512 per GPU. It has a 512-bit interface and a memory bandwidth of 78.8 gigabytes per second. I've seen clock speeds up to like 3 gigahertz. It's a really nice card. It should look really good on most computers, but it's like $600, so it's a little bit pricey. And the prices of other cards have dropped. Like 6600 only costs like $170 now. No, less than that. It costs like $45, and the 7600 costs like $170. So I'd wait a little while before you buy a card, especially since the Intel new Core Duo and Core Extreme are coming out, and they have like 4.0 gigahertz processors and all this. It's going to be a nice platform, and it's really cool. It's like also a dual GPUs like the GeForce, and then AMD is the counter to that is the 4x4 quad setup, which hasn't really been tested yet. Okay, so the next thing is the Verizon Fios 102 Deathmatch player gets to win $100,000, and you're competing with like a lot of people. There's close to 5,000 people signed up, and you need to be the top 64 to compete one-on-one, and you need to be in the top 8 of those players, the top 64, to get into to go to California and play on the Verizon Fios LAN network and win $100,000. So it's a real tough competition. I'm playing in it. I doubt I'd win, but I think I'd get top 64. You don't even have to have the game to play. They'll give you the game when you sign up. So there could be like a lot of noobs playing and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of easy. I like Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. It's like a fun game, but I don't know. I like Gravity Gun, Crowbar. Just own all the people who think they're good with like their guns. Alright, and then next thing is the Electronic Sports League, or the ESL, is formed in Germany. And it's just like any sort of electronic sports, whatever league, like internet gaming league. It has some of the top teams like Mouse Sports and Identity Gaming, Alternate Attacks, MTW. There's a lot of good German teams. And Mouse, one of the best German teams, they didn't make it into ESWC. They didn't make their qualifier for ESWC. So then the Austrian team, DRW, they did make their qualifier, but because they had players from Mouse on, they had ringers from Mouse on their team. Now Mouse is playing for DRW. They're taking their spot in ESWC, and it's like a big controversy. They're not breaking any rules in ESWC, but it's mainly a thing about if it's ethical or not, or should they do it? Because is it fair to the other gamers who did get their spot in the qualifiers? I don't know. My point of view on it is that it is ethical, and they should just let them play because it's a good competition. There's not that many teams playing for Counter-Strike this year, so it the better teams, the better the competition, the better the tournament. It just, I don't know, just creates publicity for the tournament and get out there, and they can make more money, and it'd be cooler. And speaking of that, there's for Counter-Strike and team, there's Team 3D coming from US and Jax Money Crew. For Quake 4, there's Jason Socrates Silka and Jared Chaotix Kugna. For Warcraft 3, there's Dennis Short Round Chan and Franklin Nilknarf Pearsall. For Trackmania Nations ESWC, I don't even know what freaking game that is. Mike Running Man Martin and Steve Churchill and Churchill. For Pro Evolution Soccer 5 PC, Felipe Cregan, Greg G. Stoin. And for Gran Turismo 4, there's Steven Sidney Murphy. And so, I don't know. The only really good games at this thing are Counter-Strike and Quake 4. I don't really get the point of playing Gran Turismo 4 on a little fucking wheel. How that's any skill, like, but I guess the people would do it. Warcraft 3 takes a lot of skill, too, but that's, like, more... That's a lot of thinking. You have to be a real smart player to do that. I've never really played professionally. Never really liked Warcraft series. Kind of gay. But next topic is JMC wins Cali Season 16. So that's your Cali winner for Counter-Strike. And I don't, they're not a very well-known team. It's not like Complexity or Team 3D or any of that. You know, Team 3D kind of blows right now. Complexity is still like number two, but Team 3D is like number five. And number one is WNP from China, the number one team in the world. And then your CS skill videos of the week are SK.D or SK.Denmark, which has a new video out on Godfrag, and then Team 3D Titans of the West, which is our right video on Godfrag 2. It's pretty cool. I watched them and I thought they were pretty good. So yeah, this was a real short podcast, but I went through everything like real quickly. And sorry for the mic quality, my headset mic broke, so I have to use this shitty other mic. But I'll buy a new USB headset in like a couple days. And I'll come up with more stuff to talk about later on. Alright, well, next week, episode, I'll have more Counter-Strike skill videos. I'm trying to get the links up there on the show notes. And probably just find some more news and talk about some tips for optimizing PC performance for video games. Talk about who the top teams are and what their chances are at Esports World Cup. And next upcoming season of Cal, you know, all that good stuff. All right.